Today's shiur, Mishnah Berurah Yoni, is Siman Shin Mem. We're up to Sif Dalid. Yesh li zayir shel lichtov betzbo b'mashkin al shulchan o be'efer. A person has to take care that on Shabbos he should not be writing with his finger with liquid or in ash on the table. So what does this all mean? Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. Sif katan yudches. Yesh li zayir, you have to take care not to do this. Says Rotz Elon, what does this mean? Af techiv chatos leka, that even though there would be no chiyuv chatos in such a case, the beinan sheyichtov dafka b'dio or b'shar davar kayyotze b'zeh shevishuma miskayim. There's not going to be any chiyuv chatos doraisa malacha if he did so because an essential condition to be chayiv is that you write with some type of ink or similar writing material which makes a durable mark, as we'll see coming up. This is still, nevertheless, usur. Right, afilu hachi midrabanan aser af be'eno miskayim. It was still aser midrabanan to write on Shabbos, even with the material that does not make a durable mark, even if it's not permanent writing. So let's see, what are we talking about in this case with liquid on the table? Well, what's it talking about? The mashkin sifkaton yutes. But to lomar, this means as follows: shetava letzbo be'ezem mashka. He means he dipped his fingers in some liquid, and the kasav bo al shulchan, and he was writing with it on the table. And he says, the same thing would be if one writes in this way on paper or on parchment with some type of liquid that's not going to be permanent. The Achronim say that even if he writes with these liquids on an article itself, not like a cloth, but on something in lieu of the cloth that itself is not durable, such as on a vegetable leaf, right? Could go on Allah Yerakais. Even if he writes on an alei yirakos, on a vegetable leaf, it would still be asur midrabanan. So if the dio is not permanent, and if the parchment is not permanent, meaning if what's in lieu of the dio, ink, and what's in lieu of the parchment, the writing, that which you write on, you need two things for doraisa, right? You need it to be permanent. So l'chayra, for doraisa, you need to have permanent ink on something that's not going to evaporate. The entity itself is not going to evaporate that it's being written on. But even so, even if both of those things are not durable, it will be aser mi de rabbanan. Sif katan chaf o be'efer, or with ash. Hayin shesorat be'atzbo kimin osios be'efer naguv. This means that a person should not trace letter-like symbols in dry ash with his finger. V'hu adin b'chol. The same thing applies in doing so in sand. It is likewise usur to mark out letter-like symbols on a glass window pane on Shabbos, like during the cold season when the window pane is, let's say, damp from the cold, right? You all know, like, you can write your letters in the frost that's on the condensation that's on a window shield of a car or of a window. That also is usher to do. V'mrasham kemin osios b'dvarim akushin, and he says, if you do go ahead and mark out letter-like symbols in congealed articles, such as kagon b'dam v'chelev shenikra, such as congealed blood or fat, so he says, mashma b'tosefta d'chayiv, it's mashma from the tosefta that you actually be chayiv for something like that. Psh. Wow. Okay. Back to the Ramah. Aval mutar l'rishon ba'avir kamin osios. But he says it is permissible to go ahead and outline letter-like symbols in the air. Look at the Mishnah Berurah on this. Sif katan. Chaf aleph l'rishon. Kedei l'ramez l'chavero eiz adavar. This is in order to intimate to something to one's friend and something like that. He goes ahead and he outlines these letters like symbols in the air. What the Ramah is wants to point out here, his chiddush, is that we do not say that this is usur because one trains his hand to write by doing so. This is not going to be usur. This is going to be mutter. And don't think that it should be usur because you're training your hand to write on Shabbos. Afal gav shen belamda. And the truth is, it's also permitted to go ahead and watch the performance of someone doing his craft on Shabbos, even though by doing so, you're going to be learning his craft. But he says, but you can't do this like all the time. You can't go to school to learn a craft on Shabbos. So it means, he says it's logical that this is only mutter if one happens to see the craft, let's say, performed, like, you know, by chance. That's what he says. Biakrai, shenis damin lo lirois. It happens. And he goes on. And even in such a case, one should avoid discussing it. But gamze yeshlo lizoher shelo yidaber az meuma im haoved gilulin. He says, here in parentheses, he says, and even with this, such a case, one should avoid discussing it at all with the non-Jew, as we saw earlier in Shin Zion over there. But rather, right, Kudul El Besimin Shin Zion Ayin Shan, Aval Leilech B'Shabbos B'Kivun L'Beis Ha'Ove Gilulin B'Shvil Zeh Aser Mimshum Mimsoi Chefzecha. He says, but to go deliberately to the non-Jew's house on Shabbos for this purpose is Aser Gamor, because of the Isser of Himso Chetzecha, pursuing one's weekday affairs. Vayin Lael, check out earlier in Siman Shin Vav, Sif Aleph, over there. There, the Shulchan Aruch writes from Himso Chetzecha that the Chazal, or Dorish, that Chafetzecha Asurim, meaning that it's Aser to do on Shabbos any Dover Esek, Umischar, business like things that are Chetze Chol, which are weekday needs and desires, af im ein bekach malacha, even if there is no malacha there. That's what it says back there. Ayin sham. The truth is, if you look back there, it also says back there that for this reason you can't even be ma'ayin in your nechasim. For example, to stay next to your field and to see whether it needs plowing or harvesting. But again, the Mishabur there explains that it's, you have to know the halacha, it's like it's dafka if it appears that that's what you're doing, but if it doesn't appear from your walking there that it's there, there's no real iser b'davar, subtle type of splits in terms of the pure iser shebo. We now move on to Sif Katon Chaf Beis, in the air, ba'avir, Chaf Beis, ba'avir, hu adinim molich betzbo al daf maguv ke'ein suras osios gamkein shari. He says the same psak applies to a person who moves his finger on a dry sheet of paper to form letter-like symbols. That's also okay. Why? Well, came into ein rishumo nikar klal, because there's no impression at all. It's totally not discernible at all, because all he's doing is moving his finger on a dry sheet, and therefore it can't be compared, right? Below dummy lemashkin ve'efer, can't be compared at all to writing with liquid or in ash. And now he's going to go on, and this is what we're going to do tomorrow. He says, "Agav nevayr po mina gemara va'poskit ikrei dine kosei." He's going to go on, and this is going to be tomorrow. Very long Mishnah Brura. In fact, tomorrow's shir is Yoimi is all Mishnah Brura, to where he goes through all the halachos of ksiva. That's going to take us well into tomorrow, Wednesday and Thursday, as we will see. And that will be tomorrow and Thursday is all Mishnah Brura till we get up to Sif. Hey. Just one last thing, some addition here. We have seen that in the Shulchan Aruch, where he's warning against writing with a liquid on a table or on ash, meaning it's usser if we want to dip his finger into juice and then use that wet finger to write on a table, or if a person moves his finger through ash or sand, he will also be usser d'rabbanon. The Mishnah Brura had added that it is also usser for one to form the shape of letters with his finger on the frost of a window. And in all these cases, it's midrabanan aser, because it's not something that is permanent. And so we're now going to give a little extra additional halachas from the Paiskim. And it goes like this. What happens if you have words or images carved into the sole of your shoes so that when you walk on dirt or sand, it leaves an impression of those words or images? So Rav Nissen Karolitz in Chutzani, Chelek Aleph Perichof, Amid Kufnun Ches, he writes that it is permitted to wear them on Shabbos. And the reason it is not usser is that the one wearing the shoes does not intend to make an impression into the dirt or sand, and it is not even inevitable, it's not even a psigresha, that it will occur. And more than that, he says, since the impression does not provide anyone with benefit, it lacks the basic character to constitute a malacha and to be usher. Interesting. Poskim discuss also whether it is permitted to write with invisible ink that becomes visible once the paper is exposed to heat. So Shlomo Zalman Orbach in Shulchan Shlomo Sif Katan Yud Beis, he writes that if when the ink is first applied to the paper, it does not leave a discernible mark, then it's not usher midai raisa. However, if it is discernible on the paper when first applied, but becomes invisible once absorbed into the paper, then it's mamish aser midai raisa to write with such an ink. The Prima Gadim paskins that one who takes paper that contains invisible ink and brings it close to a heat source so that the letters appear, he hasn't been over a midai raisa iser, but it's still aser midirabanan to do so because it strongly resembles writing. So again, none of this stuff is really permitted. It's a question of whether it is usher midai raisa with regarding these issues of invisible ink and visible then invisible. Ad kan.